I'm Carol Hills, and you're with The World. We're a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH Boston. Here's a question scientists have been debating for years. Are bats special? I mean, aside from the fact that they're flying mammals that see with their ears, beyond that, though, researchers want to know whether bats have a special ability to carry viruses that can infect humans. Bats have been suspects in the emergence of diseases like Ebola, SARS, and MERS. Well, a new study published this week in Nature magazine may have settled the question. Disease ecologist Peter Deshack is a senior author of the study, and he helped track down the answer.
Unfortunately, they are special. They do have a higher proportion of viruses that are able to infect people than any other mammal group.
And why is that?
Well, no one knows the answer. It's quite interesting. There have been a lot of hypotheses put out there. You know, bats are very unusual in their habits when you compare them with other mammals. They live in often very dense colonies. Some species migrate huge distances, so maybe there are some adaptations to hibernation and migration that mean they have a different physiology. They also are quite diverse. There's a very wide group. So about a fifth of all mammals are bats. So maybe just by having so many different species, they've, over the millions of years, co-evolved with viruses to produce many more viral types. But again, nobody knows. Nobody really knows. It's an intriguing black box.
The other question is, if bats can harbor all these pathogens, how can they do that without themselves being harmed?
Yeah, and I think that drives a lot of the interest. Let's be honest, it would be wonderful, wouldn't it, to find one molecule or one immune response effector cell that bats have that we can somehow manipulate and suddenly cure ourselves of Ebola, SARS virus, MERS virus, and all the other things that bats carry. I don't think we're going to get to that level, but there may be something in bats, in their immune system or in the way they've co-evolved with virus, that has a different sort of defense against viruses than humans do. So there are a lot of scientists out there who want to find that sort of holy grail.
Now, how did you figure this out? I mean, tell us about the research itself.
So we brought together every single virus known to us scientifically, every single mammal that those viruses infect, including humans. And then we created a database and started analyzing the database. It took us a long time to do, about 6 years to do the work. And what you can do is you can correct for the bias in reporting on some species versus others. Once you've done that, you can start testing and saying, do bats really carry more viruses than other groups? And it turns out that they do. But that doesn't mean to say we're going to get those viruses. Our research has shown that wildlife carry pathogens that eventually can infect us if we make contact with those pathogens. So I think this is really important. Bats are a critical part of the ecosystem. They get rid of pests of agriculture. They pollinate tropical trees. They're responsible to a large extent for some rainforest trees existing. So our message is, you know, if we don't go into habitats where bats live and destroy it, if we don't hunt bats, if we don't make contact with bats in a negative way, we won't pick up their viruses.
Has anyone ever been infected by a bat carrying a pathogen in North America?
Well, yeah, rabies. There have been rabies cases from bats in North America. And, you know, we still don't know the whole diversity of viruses that North American bats carry. So that work needs to be done too.
Now, I know you've been researching this question about whether bats are special for years. And in the past, you've argued that they're not. Were you surprised by what you found out through your own research?
Yeah, I was pretty sad, actually. I've got to be honest. I mean, bats get a bad rap. A lot of people say they're ugly. Actually, they're quite cute. You know, I've grown to really love them. A lot of people say they carry diseases, they're nasty, they get in your hair. Well, you know, I really didn't want bats to be special for viruses, so it was a surprise. And unfortunately, I was wrong. They are special. They do carry more viruses.
You were a bat doubter, and now you're a bat believer.
That's right. I was a doubter, and now I'm a bat believer.
Peter Deshack of the EcoHealth Alliance in New York City.